No one knows what it's like to be a Cats fan. 27% possession. Podcaps FC. And no one knows what it's like to do a podcast when no one listens. Podcaps FC.
Hello, everybody. Good morning and good afternoon. And if I don't see you later, good night. Then that's from The Truman Show, John.
Okay.
I am Chris James. This is Podcaps FC.
Do you like The Truman Show?
Sorry, don't interrupt in the middle of that. That's an audio nightmare. It's just an assault on the ears when you interrupt me. And also an assault on decency because you're not being decent in interrupting me. And that's a bad start. But that's John.
Sorry, I was just curious.
You motherfucker.
Well, because I haven't seen the movie, so I didn't know if
you haven't seen The Truman Show?
No. Is it good?
You're lying to me.
No, I'm not. Seen it. I don't see very many movies.
Okay, so I don't know if that time you interrupting me was part of the ongoing bit, but if it is a running bit that you're going to do, it's a terrible one, and abandon it now, okay?
Because yeah, but I realize that you saying this just makes me want to do it more.
But you realize that I honestly will not do an episode where you continue to talk over me. I will just keep saying, welcome to Podcaps FC.
So that'll just be the whole episode? Well, we're doing two episodes today, so yes, we could just make one episode where it's just me interrupting you every time you say welcome to Podcaps.
Yeah, and also, yeah, we could just go shit in a bag and throw it all over ourselves as well. Who cares,
right? Why would you shit in the bag first? That seems like a waste of time if you're just going to throw it all over yourself.
Yeah. Anyways, it's a famous figure of speech, John.
Oh, sorry, my fault.
I didn't know. Yeah, it's a very famous figure of speech to the shit in a bag and throw it all over.
Yeah, sorry, my apologies. Yeah. We didn't grow up in the same area of Canada.
Yeah, you grew up in Ontario.
Yeah, that's right.
Are you? Did you ever consider supporting Toronto FC? Because
I did actually. So I was. Have I not talked about? I feel like maybe I talked about this on the show before. But so if I have, I apologize. But what happened
to who? Oh wait, we should have. Sorry to cut you off. But yeah. just before when we start this episode off, and we are doing a two-parter. This is part one. But we do want to apologize to Angus Walker. Because he was pissed off about us not doing a podcast last week.
Yeah, sorry, Angus.
And I want to say hello and a shout out to Generic Spencer, who is one of our top listeners. And Sam, oh, I love Sam Brown.
Don't care for him. Never have.
It might be a her. We discussed this, John, and you're assuming gender again. But Sam said, what did Sam say? Sam said,
I ignore all of their tweets.
Stupid people.
Yeah, they never respect when we're recording.
They don't, yeah, they don't. Sam said, I was surprised Chris was not a part of the charity match. John, not so much. And that was very funny, Sam, and everyone enjoyed that. Not John, but everyone else at the Podcaps office. We had a good chuckle about it. Laughed, honestly, for too long. It was weird after a while. But anyways, so shout out to those people and apologies to them. And John, go on with whatever you were saying.
Oh yes, the Toronto FC thing. So the TFC came into the league.
By the way, TFC, good team this year.
Very good, yes.
They lost though.
They twice.
I know, but to be honest, they've got it sealed up. So they are resting some players, but not, I mean, they have enough, they have enough
good players. It doesn't really matter. TFC came into the league 1 year before the Whitecaps, or was it 2 years?
I feel like
I feel like they're doing it on purpose.
Well, did you know what? I'll be honest with you. It's because a gentleman has moved in. And so the lady daintily walks around up there and it's fine. And now this gentleman has moved in.
Now who's normalizing gender?
Well, I know. What do you mean normalizing? First off, that's not what I said. I said assuming, and I'm not assuming. I know for factually, I know this information.
That all ladies walk daintily. No, all men walk very strong.
No, I do not. I know that for my specific situation, John.
I mean, it sounded like you were making a very general statement about gender. TFC, I did cheer for them when they first came into MLS, and then
what you're saying right now is such fucking boring shit that I can cut it out anyways with the sound issues.
Yeah, thank goodness. So the Whitecaps played TFC in their first game, and I said, okay, whoever wins this game...
It sounds fine now, John. You can...
That's who I will cheer
make
for.
It, you can spice it up now. The sound is fine. We don't need to cut this part.
So you're the one who asked for this story. No, I'm...
Did I ask for a story?
Yeah.
I think said, I just...
Did you ever consider cheering for TFC?
Yes. And yeah, so that's a yes or, that's well, a yes or you, no question.
Okay, how long have you known me, Chris?
I don't know.
6 years.
Yes.
How long have we been friends for?
Oh, maybe...
4 of that.
4 months.
No, I'd say like 4 years of that.
Yeah, 4 months, and it was about 2 years in.
Okay, fair. But
sorry, that was just a funny joke I had to make.
Yeah, yeah. But you know that I like to talk, and you know that when you ask me a question, you may just get a story. So I know. I don't feel guilt about this.
So when did you move away from Toronto?
1999.
So you have no business. Oh, but you supported them because before the Whitecaps.
Yeah.
Sorry, I honestly was not... Before the
Whitecaps were even in MLS.
I genuinely was not paying attention to what you were saying.
Yeah, no, I know. I could tell. I could tell for sure. You seem like you're like quite high this morning. Like
no.
You're having trouble focusing on much.
I'm actually not, is the weird thing.
Well, maybe that's your problem.
No.
Maybe you should get smoking, pal.
The problem is that I went to sleep. I was up editing until 3 a.m, and I woke up very early, and I'm...
Editing what? We didn't even record this.
I was editing my show, the Not Even a Show, the video.
You which have another show? I thought this was the only show you did.
You know that it's not. And also, you are going to be a part of it the next episode.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, so...
So, anyway, I was cheering for TFC. I said when the Whitecaps played TFC in the first game, whatever team wins, I'll cheer for them. Whitecaps won. I started cheering for them.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
Wait.
Doesn't that make perfect sense to you?
No.
Why wouldn't it?
That... So it all hinged on that match. You would be supporting TFC from Vancouver right now had Toronto FC won that match.
Yep, but luckily Camilo Sanvezo came through with the winning goal, 3-2.
Wait a second. I'm doing a podcast with you and you picked your allegiance to my team.
Our team.
So who are you going to cheer for in the MLS final, John?
The Whitecaps. You know better than anyone I'm a very diehard Whitecaps fan. And that I was actually true. Glad that that happened because I felt like I'd been in Vancouver for like about 15 years at the time when the Whitecaps came into the league, or not, but 12 years.
Some could argue then that you would support them and that would be something that...
You could argue that, but yeah. I just thought, okay, well, let's just see.
Yeah.
And then I ended up cheering for
the Whitecaps. This is going to make some people upset. I genuinely care. Think, though, Sam Brown is not going to appreciate...
I could care less.
And probably Brandon Pasqualetto will stick by your side.
He does, yeah. He's a big fan.
He likes me, too.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Brandon.
But he just seems to favor you and take your side on things. And
I
wonder...
I think people just don't want... People like the show, and they don't want to see...
Hey, stop it! Sorry, that's the little...
Sorry, that was a homeless person that wandered in, and Chris made them leave because he truly does not care.
Well, that would be reasonable.
You're right, it wouldn't.
That wouldn't show a lack of compassion or empathy to ask somebody who's trespassed on my home to please leave.
I mean, maybe.
But in fact, it was my cat. And she is...
Oh, right.
We're
not allowed to. No, she's fine. Relax.
No, it's because... John doesn't know because he doesn't have any animals.
I did have a cat.
Oh, and what happened? It died after 2 years because you stopped feeding it. Anyways, guys, so let's move on.
Stop feeding itself. It was an outdoor cat, okay? It's not my problem it didn't find anything to eat.
That's not what an outdoor cat is, John. That just means you let it out. You still are the one who provides the food.
No, that's not how that works at all.
John, why do you think the cat died? Okay, I'm not going to have this conversation. People
why else would you have an outdoor cat?
People are going to hate you right now so much. You're a former Toronto FC supporter who picked the allegiance to the team strictly based on a win. And
I love this city.
And now you're talking about how you starved a cat to death.
I didn't starve a cat to death. I know. It starved itself to death.
No, John. Okay, we're not even doing the bit anymore because I hate this because I love my cat and I love animals.
I didn't starve your cat.
No. First off, you can't. John always forgets.
You said cat just as loud as I did.
No.
Yes, you did.
No.
You know that's true. You care about your cat so much you named it cat.
And
I mean, what does that really say about you?
God damn it. I wish I could cut this out of reality. Okay, so...
Well, I'll give your cat a real fucking name and then...
Stop fucking talking about it. I'm serious. You're making so many just egregious errors in podcasting. stop it. And you get away and stop. No.
You probably shouldn't hit the table. That's probably really going to distract the listeners.
It's actually great because it shows me the edit point, you doof. Okay. So, should we talk a little bit about
the cat? Just for the record, I did not have a cat that I killed.
Yes, I know.
Okay, well.
I tried to keep saying that, and you wanted to keep the bit going.
Yeah.
For some reason.
It was a pretty funny bit.
Very self-deprecating. Okay.
Was it self-deprecating?
I would say so. Makes you seem like a monster who has an inability to care in the most simple way for an animal. It shows you're a doofus. So it is. I would say it's self-deprecating.
I mean, I guess that is true.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to talk about in this episode, which is episode one of our two-parter, I think episode 25.
Was it?
I think so. Wow. I think we're at the quarter centurion mark. And
that's a lot.
Yes.
Good for us.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't have to do it. We just had to keep doing it. And even that, we don't really do because we didn't do one last week. So we're not doing it.
Someone was busy.
We're not doing a great job. It was you.
It was you.
Oh. We aren't doing a great job. We are doing a great job, and we don't have many listeners, but some people like it. And
the people who do like it, though, seem to like it a lot.
I mean, I guess.
Well, there's like four people that like it a lot.
Six.
Yeah, eight, maybe.
Yeah.
Josh Custodio.
It don't include me, because I don't.
I know. Matt Prince.
Matt Prince?
Yeah.
I don't
know. Mr. Matty Pie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I got you. I only know people by Twitter names. I don't know.
Brandon Pasqualato.
Yes.
Generic Spencer.
Yeah. Sam.
Angus Walker. Sam Brown. Yerky21.
Yeah.
That might be it.
Oh, let's read some poems. Oh,
maybe like Igor Mortis. Although he's a Timbers fan. Did you ever notice that?
No.
So he started following me on my main account. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, this is the guy that likes podcasts. I should check out his account. And he is like a Timbers Army.
Really?
Yeah.
But yeah, he likes our show.
Yeah, and he talks about, like, replies to
us all the time. Well, I'm looking at it right now. He's given a poem. So we did 2 weeks ago.
Go ahead. Click on his, read what his bio says.
I'm not going to. Okay. Just relax, okay?
Very relaxed.
I was talking to the cat. Okay. So we're going to go over some of...
Let her out.
We're going to go through some of the poems. We did do a live stream last week, and in order to get access to the live stream, you had to give us a Whitecaps poem. What was my suggestion? It was Hurtado shit.
Farts?
Farts, yeah. Hurtado farts. Farts. Yes. Yeah, no, it's Hurtado farts, farts, because that ERK21 replied.
Yeah, so you can see that Igor Mortis is a Timbers fan because he actually shits on the Whitecaps in this one haiku.
Yeah, but it's still a poem.
It is a poem, still, yeah.
Okay, it says, Podcaps Haiku, a caps match. This is from Igor Mortis 13, a poem about the Whitecaps. A caps match unseen, this podcast brings it to life. So glad I missed it.
Yeah, so he doesn't. He says earlier, I'm about as great a poet as I am caps supporter. So he like doesn't even like the Whitecaps.
He's not a Caps supporter.
No, he's a Timbers supporter. See, if you look at his bio, it
should we ban
RCTID?
Like, do we have to ban him?
Well, okay. I mean, I think
Jesus.
Because I think we said that we would ban casual fans of the Whitecaps. So like, they're still a Whitecaps fan.
But he's not even a Whitecaps fan.
He's not even a Whitecaps fan.
He's actually, he's a strong supporter of Portland.
Well, yeah, it's his,
which
he,
is an
he
awful
has RCTID right in his bio.
It's an awful
like Portland,
team.
Portland, that's the Portland.
It's an awful, and that's an awful squad to support. We can agree on that.
Oh yeah, the Timbers, I think, should all be felled.
I say build a bonfire. That's what I always say.
You know
say.
Who I would put on the top of that bonfire?
My cat top, right now.
But I put the Timbers in the middle.
And yeah, I'd burn. Yeah,
and
yeah.
I would burn it all.
I hate all of the chants. Okay, let's check out another. This is from Yerke21, and this is an amazing poem from Yerke. A truly good poem.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so, you can't get a ball over Waston, don't matter if it's kicked or tossed in, he's worth every penny he's costing, because you can't get a ball over Waston. You can't stop a shot by Teixeira, about as tall as a slice of injera. I don't know. I don't know that reference.
It's a... Injera is the. Have you ever had? Chris is going off to murder his cat.
I just went to go get the water bottle.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's a good idea. Injera, have you ever had Ethiopian food, Chris?
Have I ever had Ethiopian food, Jazz?
That's what I'm asking. Yeah.
No.
Okay, so injera is a type of bread.
Injera. What about outjera?
I mean, I think you're probably better than that.
No, that's a Chip Chipperson joke, and anyone who watches Chip
Chipperson... Yeah, I know, but you do this every week, and it's like, how many more times are you going to copy Jim Norton, you know what I mean?
What do you mean? Just every week I'll do it, and then I'll, it's called an homage, actually, because I'm making reference to it. It's not stealing. Speaking of every week...
But in any case, injera
is... We do need to do an EPL minute.
We do.
Two of them. We're going to do two.
No, we're only doing one.
We're doing one in each episode.
No.
Yes, two things to cover.
It's a two-part of one episode, so that means one EPL.
Absolutely not, because we have 2 weeks to cover. We have last weekend. In fact, they also had a Champions League tie. They also had a League Cup match. We have three... Sorry, that's me spraying.
Chris just shot his cat.
Okay.
With water.
Stop. Saying it. I'm not joking. This is the only part of recording here that I'm serious about. That I'm not saying it for the podcast. You need to stop talking about it so much and saying the word so much.
It's not my fault.
No, it is. It is. It's exclusively your fault because you are in control of the words. You are in control of the words that come out of your mouth. And you're being rude and disrespectful. And it sucks that we... And in case you're wondering, there is a contract in place, and that's why John has this cocky attitude, and we can't get him out at the moment. And we would like to... there's no such thing as impeachment, I'm told.
So
can impeach
what do
somebody.
You think is going to happen, though? Do you really think that the people who live above you
yes.
are going to hear me say that word?
Yes.
And then they're going to tell your landlord.
No, this is what I think. And I've said it before, and anyone who's a listener is ripping their hair out right now and saying, John, you absolute fucking goon. They're saying, no, what happens is they want to get an animal. And so they say, I'd like to get myself a cat or a dog, please. And then he says, no, no, we don't have them in the building. And they say, oh, but the person below me has one. And then I get kicked out, and then I can't find an apartment in the most difficult housing market in North America in a situation where I don't actually have a real job that I can point to for somebody. So this is very serious. All right. And
so
I
really
did
what
put
you're
some...
saying is you should get a job.
No, I have income. Actually, I guess through my serious income now, I can prove that now. So that's a job, right?
True.
Okay. So that does
kind
both.
Of.
Yeah. I can prove income that will continue to come in.
12 grand a year.
It's much more than that, John. And I also work. I'm doing fine. I don't have to work like you, you loser.
Working. Yeah, well, we don't all have rich moms, so.
What? Well, that doesn't have anything to do with
it. I think it has a lot to do with it.
A lot to do with what?
Fact that you have a house that you live in.
What you think I pay to live here?
Do you?
What do you mean?
I mean, you have jokes about this.
But they're old jokes.
Oh, I see. So you like just never, just now, it's just all you.
Well, of course. My rent's only $830 a month.
Oh, but wow.
You don't think I can pay $830 a month?
I mean, I don't know.
I mean, this is absurd. My living situation is probably better than yours from my own doing. And you work what? If you work four jobs, you work at the curling center cleaning the toilets.
Yeah, that's my absolutely.
You're a janitor at the local kindergarten.
True.
Where you clean out the slop buckets and all of the
slop buckets. Absolutely, that's how they feed the kindergartners these days.
And I did spray my cat again. Anyway,
say that word.
I can do whatever I want because it's my life. Okay, and it's not going well between John and I. And it is dawning on me that we are supposed to do a two-parter. And okay, let's get into the match. I'm gonna cut off whatever fucking tangent John was going off on.
I wasn't going off on any tangent.
Good. Let's.
I just sort of think like every time we do an episode, it's like a chance for me to help you.
No, I don't need help. I'm doing very well. Do you know how much... See, you don't... Oh, do you know? Because... Oh, no, they don't play your album. So that's why you don't know.
Oh, that's interesting. But they do
play your album. So if they did play your fucking shit album...
Wow.
Then...
They do play my album.
Okay, then
my album is good.
And I haven't listened to it.
Yeah, of course.
But I imagine it's shit because I'm angry right now.
Yeah, that's fair.
So... The thing about it is, if you have you got a check from them yet?
Not yet.
See, when you do, then you'll know. Then you'll stop fucking talking such bullshit. I just called them today. I just talked to them today to find out what my next one will be. And it's a lot more than what you're saying. Okay? Anyways.
Well, that's good news, because my album's getting played now.
So then you'll get... Yes, that's good news.
Sweet. Oh, so I'll have like... So I'll have basically... the same amount of money as you've just from that, and then like so much more money from all my other jobs.
Yeah, congratulations. You get paid fucking $18,000 a year to clean piss buckets out of kindergarten. And then you clean out vomit out of beer glasses at a saloon that's attached to a curling rink.
Okay, it's a legion, first of all.
Yes, it's the Legion of Doom. And I am...
Chris is very upset about his cat right now. This is actually probably my favorite episode we've ever done. Chris is literally chasing his cat around his apartment right now.
Shut up.
Stop. Sorry, okay, you have to realize.
Hey,
you
hey,
have
hey.
To realize.
No, I don't have to realize anything.
I'm not trying to fuck
you over.
I'm not trying to fuck you over. It's very difficult to talk about what's happening in the room without saying that word.
Well,
you realize that.
Then don't talk about it. Just don't talk.
You just literally just ran a circle around your apartment.
Hey, just sit How there in silence. Know? Sit there in silence.
I'm just supposed to sit here in silence.
Exactly.
While you run around your apartment, a grown 33-year-old man.
32. Thank you. So,
are you going to be 33?
Yes.
Coming up.
Yes. 17,000 was the attendance, by the way. November 6th.
Oh. Our birthdays are so close. We're both Scorpios.
I don't fucking care, man.
Yeah, we would have a great sex if we dated.
We would have a great sex?
No, we would have great sex if we dated.
Why? I don't want to date you.
Two Scorpios get together. No, I know you don't.
So why would it matter?
Just having fun.
Oh, God. You're so homophobic. You think it's funny to make that. You're like, oh, you know.
Was that homophobic at all?
You know how it is. You're like, oh, you know what?
Absolutely wasn't homophobic.
Oh, thou doth protest too much. So, the worst thing you can do to somebody, just accuse them of something, and then as soon as they say something,
like, oh, you say, ooh,
thou doth protest too much. 17,000 was the attendance, which was the Wednesday night match
against Minnesota. See, so, I feel like it was less.
You think that's
a
lie?
We were there.
It
there
was
two sections that were entirely empty.
But 17,000 is low. It's very
yeah,
low.
But 17,000 is very in low. In their lowest cap, I think it's like 21,000. So you're saying that at that game, that Minnesota game, there was only 4,000 empty seats? Mm-hmm. I feel like there was way more than that.
Nah, I don't know. I mean, they could lie about it. Anyway, so they it was a fairly...
Well, because you have season ticket holders that don't come.
True. Right?
And then that still counts. That's still a purchase ticket.
And there'd be a lot of those that wouldn't come exactly. for that match.
It's a Wednesday night game against the worst team in the league, or one of the worst teams in the league.
And every time you hear that noise, it is me spraying. Okay, so
I'm having a good time.
3-0, pretty comfortable win.
Very
against
comfortable.
A what looked like a lowly side. Although they then went out and who'd they beat?
Minnesota beat. They beat FC Dallas.
Oh yeah, that was who it was. It was FC Dallas. Okay, so
Jordan, they beat FC Dallas handily too, like 4-2.
4-1.
4-1, yeah.
Jordy Reyna scores early on a beautiful ball from the new starting left back for the Vancouver Whitecaps.
Marcel DeJong,
Who, if you don't have him in on the team sheet ahead of Jordan Harvey, then your name must be, what's his fucking wife's name?
Kimberly Caldwell.
Kimberly Caldwell. Or whatever his kids are named, or somebody in his immediate family.
Harlow
Harvey? Is that the kid's name?
Yeah.
That's actually a super dope name.
Yeah.
That's actually a really...
It's a very cute kid.
Is it? It's a she?
She, yeah.
It's a cool name for... I guess it's a female name?
Yeah, I'd say Harlow's probably a female name.
But it does...
Marlo is a man's name. Harlow is a lady's name.
I don't know that those are the two. I think those are just two different names. I don't know why you would connect them.
Well, because they sound
they the rhyme. Same, oh, so Jim is letter. This, and then
like, yeah, come on. Jim is a man and Kim is a woman.
Yes, and that's information that means nothing to anybody.
Well,
much like a lot of what you say.
But you could also say like Dawn.
Budweiser Man of the Match, and that was guess who.
Eric Hurtado.
Yeah, but that's bullshit. Because I'm it's looking cool. at the
it's who scored. Because he scored a goal because he chested it in by accident.
But how do they not give it to Breck Shea?
Yeah.
Breck Shea crossed that ball in and also scored a goal himself after. And
the cross was basically like him scoring. Yeah. He pretty much crossed it at Hurtado's body.
And then hit him.
And just hit him.
We were discussing how that's where Hurtado is at his best, where he is not asked to use his feet or head.
Yeah, exactly.
He really struggles to score with his feet or head or, like, I mean, knee. But
chest and torso, just fantastic.
Was it a chest? Or
it was a chest.
Ribs, kind of?
No, it was a chest, I think. That's but cool. It could have been a ribber. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
is no, that you go a goal in off the ribs, a ribber?
I don't know that it happens enough for to them to come up with a name for it. But
well, it started here. Pod caps.
So that was in the 31st type minute.
Of goal is called a ribber.
And to be honest, basically...
It sounds like a sex act.
Basically put the game to bed, as they say. It basically did. Gave the game a little warm milk and put it to bed.
Have you ever had warm milk before bed?
Yes, I used to do it all the time.
I never have.
Yeah, it used to be what I would do to get to sleep when I was younger.
Right, because you couldn't smoke weed to go to sleep. I mean, I guess you could have, but you didn't know.
Yeah, I didn't know. Or maybe I even did. Maybe I still did warm milk
after. When did you start smoking weed?
When I was about 4. No, when I was like 15 or something. Okay, yeah.
Did you like fall in love with it right away? Or were you like,
no, not really. Took you a while? No, I smoked for a bit, and I didn't really, because I drank alcohol and stuff. Yeah. It was mostly when I stopped drinking alcohol that
you got really into it.
That I mainly smoked weed, yeah.
Right. Yeah, I think you quit drinking right when I met you.
Yeah, when I started comedy, I quit drinking because there was a bunch of lousy drunks wandering around, and I was like, wow, is this going to be my life?
I mean, it could have been.
Still could be, because I could go back.
True, you could go back.
I mean, I haven't drank in like 5-6 years.
Yeah, so. It's probably about 6, I would say. I've been doing comedy for 7.
Yeah.
And I think I met you around a year into mm-hmm. comedy, and you weren't drinking when I met you, so.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? 6 years?
And then I quit, basically right away, and that's
and when I was at the show where you quit smoking, or like you had quit smoking like the day before, cigarettes.
That was how many years ago? Maybe 5 that or something? That was
probably, 4 or 5.
And that would have been when I probably, right around that 4-month period where we were friends.
I mean, it could have been. I mean, I booked you on a show at UBC and you got paid decently well.
So that was the time. Like,
oh, yeah, we're friends.
That was it, yeah.
You're like, oh, this guy booked me on a show. Maybe we're friends. And then you got to know me and you're like, ah, not for me.
Well, you just stopped giving me anything that I got money off of.
That's not true, actually. I've given you quite a few gigs.
Yeah, yeah. You kept booking me. So, yeah, basically, though, the Hurtado goal, the way the game was going, Minnesota not offering a whole lot.
Oh, Minnesota were dreadful.
Although they did manage to outpossess us like every other team ever. True. And that, I mean, I know we're not.
Well, we're playing over 40%, though.
But we're at home against Minnesota.
A bad team in midweek.
And I think that it's a bit of a concern. And the next game, it turned out to be a bit of a concern.
Yeah.
Where we weren't able to take full 3 points, although came back and got a point out of it.
Yeah.
But where we're again heavily outpossessed. I mean, I don't even need to say that. We're always outpossessed.
I don't think we've won possession in a game.
And it's obviously our game plan. And by the way, just so you know, Carl Robinson might actually be good. That's what I think now. What about you?
I think you're lying.
No, I'm dead serious.
You actually think he might be good?
No, this is what I think, okay? I'm not going to say that. What else?
You know more about the tactics of soccer than I do. So I'm interested to hear what you're going to say on this. Because I don't know if my opinion matters as much.
Well, it does. Because everyone's opinion matters, you know? I'm a socialist.
Right. All lives matter.
You do say it.
I'm no, that's
now,
what you...
But I now really I have the audio of you saying it, and there's nothing you can do about it. That audio is there, and I'm going to do all kinds of things with it. And maybe you won't be able to talk so much shit about having more money than me from all these jobs that you formally...
Why are you putting air quotes around that?
Because I'm insinuating
jobs,
that I'm going to get you fired from the jobs.
Okay. You go ahead and send that audio clip to the Surrey School District and we'll see if they fire me.
Okay, well...
That's not going to happen.
Yeah, I bet you. It'll probably say something like this. Hey, we don't want to hear that kind of shit coming out of his mouth. We just want him cleaning the shit out of the toilets.
Yeah, the slop buckets, right? I think I'm qualified for that.
John's a teacher. I'm just making... He's a teacher and he's actually a curler. That's why I was making those jokes.
It's a true story. And you know that because I curled with your dad for a number of years.
My dad is a curler and he always says like, oh, how's John Cullen? I said, I don't fucking care, Dad. God, do your own thing, you know? But anyways... Yeah, John's an accomplished curler. He curls on a team with this guy called Dean Jonice or something, and that guy's fucking good as hell.
Yeah, he's very good.
I mean, the whole team is good, but he's the skip, that guy. Although he does not throw the final rock, does he?
Yes, he does.
Oh, he does?
Yep.
Oh, why did I think he didn't?
He didn't for a while. Like, I played with him for 1 year where he didn't.
Because that's a newer thing. When I, back in my day, you tell me if this is true. When I was younger... Almost every time the skip threw the final rock.
Yeah, the first team to... it had happened before.
And this is curling talk.
But the first team to really popularize it was Furby's team.
Randy Furby.
Furby called the game and David Nedewin threw last.
And then a lot of people started following suit because they had success.
Exactly.
And so it was like Louis doing that television show. Everyone was like, hey, let's do that. And then everyone was like, uh-oh, is this guy jerk off in front of people in a hotel? And so we're supposed to now not really be sure. He does.
Oh, for sure.
And it was, and he did. And the question, and I guess.
It's not even that he did. It's like he has and does.
He used to do, does. You think still? I think maybe he used to do it. Who knows? But we're really supposed to be.
I mean, I have a pretty good idea.
Are you?
No.
Oh, you're a man.
Trusted source.
But he did meet. I know. I've heard from trusted sources as well. Like, I know stories of who the people are, who he did it to.
Same.
So I don't...
That is my source.
So I think it's
true. She was like, yes, this happened to me.
Yeah, I think it's true as well. I believe it. And so, So anyways, so if you do watch Louis, then you're a monster.
Just don't have any heroes. That's really the bottom line.
Certainly not Austin Matthews.
Wow.
Did you guys
see But he's not my hero. He's a 20-year-old kid. You can't have a hero that's 12 years younger than you.
Yeah. But you do like him a lot, and he did
just... I do like him a lot, yes.
Austin Matthews just came out and said that he... Will that it is disrespectful of the players to kneel during the protest.
He didn't say that.
He said, all lives matter.
No, he didn't say that either.
What did he say then? John, you're such
a
fucking expert.
He said that he wouldn't kneel because he feels like it's all disrespectful to the military if he does it.
So he feels like blue lives matter.
No, he didn't say that.
No. I thought he said green lives matter.
He might have said that. He's a big Muppet fan.
No, it's a reference to the army, John. And you know that, and you're trying to defend him. And this is part of the clip I'm going to send to the Surrey School District. But I will say we have one more match at home.
We do. What happened in that game? We can bring back a favorite segment.
Oh, but I was going to say before that we have one more home game in the future, and it's against San Jose.
Oh, I gotcha.
And they will be doing the American Anthem, and I will sit down for it.
Right, and because you just don't like standing. You have weak knees.
That's not true. I stand with the supporters. Don't even make it sound like I sit at the game and I'm a casual. That is rude of you. I stand.
Okay, fair. You're right. You do stand.
I do stand.
I can't lie.
I do stand the whole game, yeah. But the reason that I'm doing it is because I want to show solidarity, but also I don't care for the American Anthem. And I don't like to sing it.
Yeah, it's not a good song.
One time they played it at the goddamn, when it was close to 9/11, I was at the BC Lions game with two Canadian teams, and they brought an American flag out and did the goddamn American anthem. I sat. You'd be
That's
damn.
A show of solidarity for 9/11.
I guess so. You damn right. I sat down for that though.
Did you?
Of course. That
so
was
you
just.
Didn't care about 9/11.
No, I don't anymore. No.
Really?
Really?
Like right now, you don't care. You don't care that people died.
I mean, that makes me sad, but many people have died since then.
I mean, true.
And many things.
That's how life works.
Exactly. So if I want to spend my time being sad about people who have died in the past, then I will be sad all the time. And so I choose not to do that.
Are you not sad all the time?
For other reasons.
Yeah, okay.
So I don't need more reasons to be
sad.
All right,
that's fair.
So yeah, no, I don't care about 9/11, which is to not say that I don't care about any of those people that died. I don't think about them.
Right. So what if Austin Matthews said he didn't care about 9/11? Then what would you say to me?
Then I would say, yeah, respect. Respect to the boy. Okay, so we tacked on another goal. And it was Breck Daddy.
Breck Daddy.
And we moved spots.
That was a really nice goal. Oh, yes. Yeah, we should tell this story.
Yeah, we actually went because it was already, the game was sewn up.
Yeah, it was 2-0 at halftime.
Warm milk had been given.
I had a nice shot of warm milk.
Everyone had some warm milk.
Yeah, and the game was the security guy in my section gave it to me, so I don't know if I trust it really, but it was
pretty good. I'll be honest with you, though. There was one security guard who did not
talk about it.
Did not have warm milk.
So what we did was we decided that
he had a hot Red Bull.
He warmed it right up.
Yeah, imagine
boiled the Red Bull.
Yeah, he took Red Bull and put it into a mug and put it into a microwave and heated it up to the point of boiling.
Yeah,
and then drank it.
Then drank it right down,
scalding.
So what happened was the Whitecaps were shooting an hour end in the first half, and we got to see Jordy Reyna score his really nice goal.
Oh yeah, we didn't even mention exactly how beautiful the touch was.
The touch was that Jordy phenomenal.
Reyna, I mean,
in between two defenders,
world class touch to take a ball on from that deep and to take it. Anyways, and then a
beautiful chip, he really didn't have much time to think about where the keeper would be.
And I think the keeper was extremely surprised that he brought it under control so well.
Totally.
Like he was
the keeper came out assuming he's going to drop the touch and then come out and dive on the ball.
But yeah, so beautiful goal.
Beautiful goal.
Marcel De Jong, though, I mean, that's a great ball. Defensively, you have to say he's at minimum equal to Jordan Harvey.
Minimum.
At minimum, he's equal defensively. And offensively, he offers a ball. Jordan Harvey never makes that
never
type
makes
of ball.
That ball. Well, and I mean, I think, you know, De Jong's had a lot of experience playing like as a wing player.
Yes.
Like, as a wing midfielder.
As a holding midfielder, as someone who's expected to move the ball a lot more than a left back.
Exactly. Certainly. So I think it helps, especially when you have Jake on the other side, who's also very good at distributing. And
he's the first choice right back, clearly. I love.
Absolutely.
He absolutely hasn't love.
Beaten a woman, so that's nice.
Totally.
It's a nice change.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that guy. Yeah. Who, by the way, Jordy Reyna, somebody scored a goal in one of the games and they went over the sidelines, like celebrating with one player on the sidelines. And we're like, oh, who was that? And then it was Shane and Williams. And we're like, oh, no.
Oh, that's too bad.
Don't go celebrate with that guy.
Yeah, get out of here. But yeah, so
then we moved over.
We moved over to the other side because we're like, well, this game's already sewn up. We saw an entire, like literally the whole section was empty.
Which actually should have maybe been a little bit of a. Like a flag to us. Because the reason it was empty is because it was closed.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So we walked over to the other side of the stadium at halftime because we thought, well, why not see the Whitecaps shoot in our end of the field
most
times?
Absolutely.
I mean, that seems like a good
thing. And have a sit down because there's not so much on the line anymore where you feel like, oh, I'm going to miss out. I got to be with the Southsiders. I got to be showing, you know. I mean, we're still giving you Fat Bastards. We're still over there, you know. Talking shit and stuff, but
yeah, so we go to sit in this section and power tripping security guard named Eddie comes down.
You remember his name?
I never forget
it. I'll be honest with you, I have a video on my phone so I can screenshot it and use it as the photograph of the episode.
I think the episode should
and
be
I can actually
Eddie.
I can actually tweet out the video as well.
That'd be great
because I thought
there were a few people, or I would say there was what, maybe like 15 people or so
that moved
that
over.
Had the same idea that we
maybe
did.
More maybe even 30
20, yeah. 30 Yeah, that came over and sat down, and Eddie basically said, this section is closed. We know that no one has tickets for this section of the game, and we're told that we need to keep everybody out of this.
It's also section. A non-alcoholic section. Everyone was boozing.
And everyone brought beers.
So in his defense, it was, but so then my brother and I and John, none of us were drinking beers.
No.
And we
does your brother drink?
He does, but he doesn't usually drink at the games. He might have one beer or two beers, you know. He doesn't like to come just get drunk and let his frustrations out, you know?
Right. He's not one of those.
Yeah. He's just like, likes to have a beer or whatever. But so we weren't drinking and we said, hey, can we just stay? Like, we know, but we know migration. They don't like it generally, but it's all open.
Yeah. The section is so empty.
And we'll just move over to there anyways. And like, and then
he just wouldn't let it go.
Relent. And what was interesting was we went over to just the section over, and then some people didn't leave the section, and we noted that a security guard came over and then a police officer came over, and he kept pleading to them to try to get them, like the police officer, to kick the people out, and when they wouldn't.
Just didn't, yeah, they wouldn't do it.
And it was a terrible day for
him. Yeah, because you could tell that the police officers were like, well, we're not going to cause a scene. Yeah. Like, they're just sitting there enjoying the game.
Yeah,
they're not. And they didn't have alcohol either. Like, it wasn't like they were violating any rules.
So we should have stayed. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, we could have been way more badass and stayed, but we chose not to.
And we have done about 45 minutes. Yeah, so
should we just...
We'll talk about the two
in the next
ones on the next
episode. This is a little bit more of a character study, this episode. And then the following episode,
we'll talk about this won't be exactly 45 minutes either, because there will be a lot of it edited out. So if you are listening now and saying, wow, why did they say it's 45 minutes when it's actually only been 31 on my... That's because I did edit some stuff out. But yeah, Breck Daddy scores a beautiful goal.
Really nice head.
Freddie Montero.
Great ball from Freddie.
I think Nico Mesquita, or someone who came on, played a ball that brought Freddie outside.
It was Mesquita, yeah.
And then he played a beautiful cross in and a wonderful glancing header.
Yeah, Brad picked the corner perfectly.
And I will say, I really laid a guy out who stands behind us, because he didn't realize that Breck is... our dad.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways.
In many ways, yeah.
Not biologically, but, you know. So, yeah, he this guy behind me,
This is at a different game
now. The following game, at the Columbus game, which we'll talk about next episode. Tune in. But this is at the Columbus game, and Breck got subbed off, I suppose, and he said, oh, finally. That guy never does anything ever. And I turned around. I couldn't handle him saying that.
Yeah, the Breakfast Club.
Yeah. We have t-shirts with the guy's fucking face on it. And so I turned around and I said, you know, he scored a goal and an assist. He was man of the match on Wednesday. And it got a laugh from the people in the area. And this guy was there with his girl.
Oh, and, so he didn't like that, I bet.
Oh, man. I thought he might punch me in the back of the head. But he didn't.
Did he even say anything when you said that? Or he just kind of gave you like a look?
He said, well, yeah.
Oh, big time comeback.
All right, guys. Thanks so much. And we'll see you next episode.
Bye.
No one knows what it's like to be a Cats fan. 27% possession. Podcast FC. And no one knows what it's like to do a podcast when no one listens. Podcast FC.